Lawyers working on Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in American elections recommended that Michael Flynn be spared a prison sentence for having helped with their inquiries. Mr. Flynn, Donald Trump's first national security adviser, has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. The investigation gained a new witness in Michael Cohen. Mr. Trump's former personal lawyer pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about the extent of his Russian contacts.
The Saudi-led coalition backing the Yemeni government allowed the Houthi rebels to evacuate wounded members to Oman. The Houthis and the government also agreed to exchange hundreds of prisoners. Those moves paved the way for peace talks in Geneva.
After a briefing by the head of the CIA, senators in America said they were certain that Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, a Saudi journalist, in a consulate in Istanbul in October. A Turkish court approved arrest warrants for two former aides to the prince over the killing.
Qatar announced that it would withdraw from OPEC. It was another reminder of the oil cartel's disunity. Saudi Arabia, OPEC's most important member, has been trying to strangle Qatar with a trade embargo.
Police in Israel recommended that Benjamin Netanyahu be indicted for bribery and fraud. The Prime Minister and his associates have been the subjects of several criminal probes. Police have recommended indictments in three.
America reopened its embassy in Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia. Fighting between rebels and the government forced America to close the embassy and airlift out its ambassador in 1991. The move reflects Somalia's progress, said the State Department.
Lawmakers in Sudan expressed support for a constitutional amendment that would allow President Omar al-Bashir to run for a third term in 2020, despite a two-term limit introduced in 2005.
South Africa's parliament approved a report endorsing a constitutional amendment that would allow the expropriation of land without compensation. It can now start the process of making the change. Land grabs in neighbouring Zimbabwe caused an economic collapse.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador was sworn in as president of Mexico. He used his inaugural address to criticise the liberal orthodoxy to which Mexican governments have intermittently adhered for three decades. He vowed to end the corruption and impunity that impede Mexico's rebirth. He later suspended the auction of oil contracts for 3 years.
Cuba announced that people would be allowed to buy internet subscriptions on their mobile phones. Cubans have so far been restricted to using public hotspots or cyber cafes to get online. The state-owned mobile network operator will offer data packages up to 4 GB for $30, about the same as the average monthly state wage.